in the name of Jesus.
Gandalf said, keep it safe. Our psalm this morning says, keep me safe. What is so precious about me? You won't find an answer that holds by fossicking around inside yourself, or in the praise of men, power, by love or money. You are only worth what the Lord says you are, what he says of you, what he says to you. He speaks to you at your baptism. As the Large Catechism confesses, there was the human voice and hands, but it was by them that the Lord was doing and speaking. His name on you with the water. You are one of mine with all that is in and with my name for you. The Small Catechism bids us to begin each day in this confidence, the confidence of those of his name put upon them at their baptism. In the morning when you get up, make the sign of the Holy Cross and say, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Then, kneeling or standing, repeat the Creed and the Lord's Prayer. If you choose, you may also say this little prayer. Or you may pray Psalm 16. Keep me, O God. Your prayers are only worth to whom you are praying. The one to whom you look, the one from whom you are given every good thing, that one is God. Thus the Large Catechism is in confessing the first commandment. To look elsewhere is then an effort to get rather than to be given the good things. It is to look where God is not. It is the turn to idols and the attempt to make them work. Running after other gods is how the Psalm 16 says it. The harder you run after them, the more surely they will break under the strain of your demands. Of idols, you can then say, I don't believe in them anymore. They last only as long as you can keep them going. The sorrows of those will increase who run after other gods. Idols as God replacement are plural. You can't trust only one. Best have some backup. The Large Catechism speaks of Mars, Venus, Mammon. Psalm 16 says not to do that. Take up their names on my lips. In Psalm 16, this is spoken in connection with pouring out their libations of blood. Idols as pretend gods also have their liturgies. Check the liturgies. Who is running them? I said to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. He alone is God. Echad. Therefore, no other gods. They are renounced. This is the innocency of which you hear in the Psalms. To you alone I look, to you alone I call, no other gods. All the other gods are the devil's minions, 1 Corinthians 10. Therefore, my beloved, shun the worship of idols. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the table of the Lord and the table of demons. Check the liturgy. Do you renounce the devil and all his works and all his ways? Do you confess the name with which you are baptized? What does baptism give or profit? It works forgiveness of sins, delivers from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe this, as the words and promises of God declare. You no longer are going on in the dominion of the devil. You are now forgiven and living where the Lord is Lord, where the Lord is doing his name on, in, and through you, as the Small Catechism holds him to at the beginning of each day. My life and where it is going on are in his hands. Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. across the boundaries which the Lord draws and defends, no enemy may enter to destroy you. Within those boundaries, you are in the Lord's hands. What you receive from his hands, he blesses you with, as good as his love can devise, as brings you on with what lasts forever. So the psalm draws us into our praying. Please go on doing that. Keep me safe, O God. As I always keep on saying, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. I have set the Lord always before me. Liturgy and life then run together. Yesterday we celebrated Epiphany. Gentiles, that's most of us, were led. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. And they were never the same again. What they had been died. The poet has them confess this. Birth or death, there was a death, there was a birth, certainly. Jesus' birth put to death all their other gods and their old selves with them. The baby's birth gave them birth as new. As such, they were now strangers in their former world and glad of it. Beyond the poet, then, and the apostle, on to baptism and the catechism. We are put to death with his death by water of baptism. His death answering for our sin is our death for sin. Our sin died for, we are free. For he who has died is freed from sin. But if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, that we too might walk in newness of life. But that's next Friday, and Sunday we celebrate our Lord's baptism that laid on him his suffering servant's death that is given us as ours in our baptisms. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy at your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Then go gladly to your work, singing a hymn like that of the Ten Commandments, or Psalm 16. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.